We've been talking about gifting and seeking gifts God desires for us to have. And the Bible is pretty explicit in the New Testament about going after and receiving the good things God has for each of us. And part of that has just been trying to be an incite you to go, stir you to go and seek those gifts. Again, not for the sake of the gifts, but because of the giver. So we're going to have one, we're going to look a little more at it today, and then we'll take a break. Of course, we've got Thanksgiving and Advent and Christmas, but then we'll get back to the gifts full speed on in January. We've got some ideas and plans for Bible study and different things, but we'll unveil all that in time to come. God's a rocker. Flo. Wouldn't want to embarrass you, Flo. So we've been discussing how the scriptures tell us to seek gifting from God in order to serve the kingdom of God. But today I want to focus for a minute on our obligations concerning gifts that God provides. So let's pray. Father, send your spirit into this message as your word goes forth into our hearts. Dwell closely with each one of us in our spirit and communicate from your heart to ours. Use human words when necessary. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. So the parable, of course, is preached from a lot. And I don't usually stop preaching when somebody walks in, but I just feel like I should wait while Sean sits. And so, usually when this parable is looked at in church, it's always talked about from the understanding that a talent was money, had monetary value, and of course the main emphasis would be on being very productive with God's resources and being a useful servant in the kingdom by managing God's resources well. I want to go a little bit in that direction, but I want to remind you that one talent. All right, so there are three people who receive 5, 2, and 1 talent. A talent, one talent, was over 100 pounds of silver. It was the equivalent of 6,000 denarii. Okay? And one denarii, which is a silver coin, was equal to one day's pay to the average worker. So to have a talent was to have 16 years worth of salary for the average person in that time. Okay, so when Jesus starts this parable, of course, the jaws fall open, right? Such a vast, exorbitant amount of money Jesus is talking about here. I'm sure he had their attention. And so this master gave 5 talents to one, gave 2 to another, and finally 1 to another servant. But at the end of verse 15, if I read that verse, to one he gave 5, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. You see, the master had made an assessment of the servant and knew the capabilities of each. The master did not set out to punish any. We don't have any indication here that the master in Jesus' parable was vindictively looking to get rid of somebody or to cause them to compete with one another or for one to say, I've got all the talents. None of that was happening here. It says, to each according to his ability. And so if we're going to make this application today, we're going to make it to each one of us according to our own ability. Because as we've emphasized in recent weeks, we all have gifts from God as he gives us and gives us talents for service in his kingdom and in serving the church. But God's grace is, because obviously the master is to be likened to God, God gives graces to an individual based on that individual's who they are as a person. Not everybody has, superstar Billy Graham style, super ninja Christian gifting. But to every single person in the kingdom of God, God has granted gifting. Whether it be one, two, or five, or more. But it's always with the intention, and here's the big part. I don't want to skip to the end. I think I'll wait. The things God is going to call you to do, the rivers God is going to call you to ford, the enemies God is going to cause you to outwit and disable, all take into account who you are and the gift package that you have. God doesn't never call an orange to become an apple. God always knows when he deals with this one individual exactly what the potential is. And even in ways that we can't imagine, as we have all kind of lived through recently ourselves. The thing is, there is an expectation. And we'll see this from the master. Yes, he entrusted five to the servant who got the five. But he was not satisfied that he got five back, but that he got 10. He gave two to the one servant, but he was not satisfied that he would just get the two back. He was wanting to see four. There was the one servant who got one talent, who really felt like he got through pretty well. He went and hid it so that he wouldn't lose it. And in returning it to the master, he felt like he'd done the very best he could. And he told the master, "I know you can be hard to deal with. You're a tough customer, so I buried it. And here it is, safe." The master couldn't have been more incensed that he got his talent back. And that's proof in the parable that what the master wanted to see was an increase. The potential to increase is within each one of God's servants. And the most disappointing thing I think Jesus is pointing to here is the failure to improve. And the only way we can become improved in the kingdom of God is to go out and try harder. No. Thank you. You got to lean into God more. You have to lean in more. When dealing with gifting, it's the same as dealing with faith. We talked about prayer and other things as the same thing as when you first received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It's simple, trusting faith. You weren't a believer until you knew you believed. And you're not exercising faith in prayer until you know you believe. And you're not exercising faith in using gifting until you know you're exercising your potential. And the only way you can do that, remember that bridge? You got to go out there on the edge and start building in air. So many of us are comfortable that we spend our entire life. For some of us, we're really old. We spend a lot of time guarding and protecting our little bubble of what we're good at, what's safe, what doesn't. We don't risk it. Pretty content to get into our old age with what we took in. But God is expecting so much more. I've been interviewing a lot of people recently for different things, and one thing that's clear is all these gray-headed people start coming up. And they're all saying the same thing, and I know they'd only halfway believe me when I say, we're hearing this all the time. I'm just too old. I didn't think I'd be doing this. But God is calling to older people, even in this generation, I think because of this generation, to say, let's get this ball across the line. And knowing that what they possess and the knowledge and the usefulness they've had, they will be productive. But let's think about that for a minute. The Holy Spirit would never give any gift to a person in the kingdom of God to trip that person up, to cause that person to believe wrongly or to behave or act out in a way that would bring disaster. And yet the only way possible forward is to go in faith to God. We not only receive gifting from God and seeking the gifting of God, we have to go seeking God's instruction and His wisdom. The first one took 5 talents. I'm sure he didn't carry it around with him. I don't know how you could move that much, you know. But he went out and represented those 5 talents. He was shrewd, and he traded, and he made smart, risky decisions, and he brought back a lot of return. There's risk involved in all your choices. Maybe you're the person this is for today, and you face a choice, a decision for change. Let God hear me say that it's sometimes you have to trust beyond what you've known to this point. But having confidence in the opportunity that God allows you to have. You see, the one with 5 didn't get 3 because that's not enough. The master saw that 5 talents would be a stretch. But he knew what would happen if servant with 5 talents did what his potential allowed him to do. So many times our self-talk and our self-opinion is so small, it prevents us from living out the fullness of a life God has prepared us for. But the Holy Spirit would never allow you to get into something just to lead you into a snare. But your situation requires God's activity. It requires God's action, His intervention. And you are His person. 5 talents would be too much for some people. And God knows that too. But that doesn't mean that a person who can't handle 5 talents can't be taught, can't learn, can't be very productive with 2 talents. The wise master distributes according to ability and potential. Now, here's what I want to start closing with. The Lord wants to see constant improvement in those who exercise their gifting. To the master, all 3 servants were equally able, in the sense that they could be trusted. So even though you have 1 with 1 and 1 with 2 and 1 with 5, to the master, they all started out on equal ground as people who could exercise potential. And then according to their experience and their level of wisdom and what the master assessed in them, they received 5, 2, and 1. But notice the way they thought about the master. And that's everything. And this is what I want to leave you with today. 2 of those guys were exactly the same. The one who got 5 and the one who got 2. They both understood that the master trusted them. I don't know if there was any 2-talent envy on the one guy's part. But there was definitely, they both had this knowledge. They had been trusted. Folks, what would it do for you today to hear me say that you're not excluded from God's trust? That God has trusted you. And it might not have been with the 5 talents or to be a 5-star general or whatever. But God trusted you. And He looked at you with the same level of trust that He would accept any other of His servants. The difference being, He'd understand your skill level. They went out, they felt empowered, and they went and they proved the master's trust of them. But then there was one. He didn't think about the master's assessment of him. He thought of the master's intent and the potential to really mess up. And so he thought the best thing to do was go and bury his talent. You know, there's not anybody, Lloyd or anybody else, as they approach their homegoing with faith in Christ, there's not anybody sitting there thinking, I wish I'd made 10 more bucks. Or if I had just been busier in my declining days, that would have been good. Now, most people want to have appreciated the life they've been given. And for many people, that means family and babies and grandbabies and spouses and all that. But in another way, it means that there's a life, as Mike and Flo, Boyce, Brenda, they went on their trip and discovered, renewed their refreshed, reminded themselves, God has given us the kingdom to appreciate and enjoy. But if I'm over here just working away on this nut, you know, got to bury this acorn, got to keep it safe. Maybe it says more about our opinion of the master than we think. And so, as last week, I come and encourage you today, have more faith in the one who has faith in you. It's about him. It's about his kingdom. He wants you to be productive in his kingdom. Whether there be 2, 5, or even 1 talent. The one servant tried so hard not to lose anything. But at the master's accounting, he lost it all. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.